film before a live studio audience.
Oh, great. You make it home okay last night, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for putting me in that cab.
I figure you had a little too much when you started making fun of that longshoreman's mother.
Hey, Lauren, I don't remember a thing. What did I say?
Something like, unions are for mommy's boys who can't get their own jobs.
Oh, why didn't he kill me?
Well, you said you wanted to wait and take him on when there were more people here. So, you said you'd meet the guy back here today right about now, actually.
Well, the guy couldn't make it.
Whoop, there he is.
No, that's just a car.
Okay. Why are you taunting me like some sort of plaything?
Well, just my little hangover cure.
Didn't help me a bit.
No, but mine's gone completely.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
How you doing, Woody?
Fine.
Is that a new shirt?
You mean the one I'm wearing?
Yes. You look very nice today. Very cute.
Really? You mean it? Me? I mean, you think me look cute?
Well, I did.
Hey, fella. You a little sweet on Rebecca there?
Nah, get out.
No, come on, you got that kind of dopey look. Hey, get over here. You can tell us. Come on.
Well, okay. Last couple of months I have kind of noticed her. In fact, if it weren't for Mr. Drake, I really might go after him. What's so funny?
No disrespect, Rhinestone Cowpie. But I really don't think her idea of a hot date is a butter-churning contest in Tabacky Flats.
Hey, you're forgetting something. Miss Hal said I was cute.
Yeah, but Woody, I think she thinks you're cute kind of like she thinks a puppy dog is cute.
Yeah, I know. Hey, is that a cut? Oh, so you guys really don't think she'd go for me, huh? I may just have to show you.
You couldn't get to first base.
First base, nothing. I could hit a home run with her.
Oh, wow. Come on.
A home run.
Can't so. In fact, by midnight tonight, I can get a kiss.
A kiss, huh? Yeah. That you meant by home run?
Yeah, sure. What else could it be?
I thought you meant go all the way.
You mean marry her? Sam, where is your mind?
All right, wait a minute now. I got $10 says Woody can get that kiss.
Come on, will you stop it, Norm? I mean, Woody's got about as much chance of getting a kiss out of Rebecca as Sammy here.
Yeah. Hey, whoa, listen. Sure, Woody can't do, but you think I can't come through?
You know, rumor has it, Sam, that the woman finds you utterly repulsive.
Rumor, heck, it's in the newsletter.
Hey, would you guys give me a break? You're talking to Sammy here. I am the king.
Well, when was the last time that Rebecca said you were cute?
Yeah, Sam. Might be time to hang up those lips, buddy.
Hey, no. Well, hey, listen, I still got it. And if you need proof, then fine. I will get that kiss from her. And before Woody, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah. Well, there's an expression we used to have back in Indiana. Yeah. Same to you.
All right. I got $10 on Woody, huh?
Whoa. Me too.
Yeah, I'll put $20 down on the kid.
You're putting 20 on Woody?
Oh, you're right, Sammy. Make that 50.
Come on, you're putting me on here.
No, Sammy. I mean, look at that face, okay? That sweet, innocent face. The kind of face we all hate and resent, but we will cash in on.
Okay, all right. You know, I'm going to teach you doubters a lesson. I'm going to take all bets.
Okay, let's set the ground rules here.
Wait a second.
Kiss before midnight tonight. It's got to be a full one on the lips, all four lips touching. For an entire 3 count.
Wait. But there's got to be a bona fide witness.
No, I'll do it. I think this is going to be better than our contest for the biggest spit bubble.
It's possible.
Now explain this to me. If the winner is going to get a kiss from Rebecca, what does the loser get?
Kiss from them.
Then, of course, there is no loser.
So, when are we going to see some action?
Oh, what are you worried about? I got all day here. I see you guys. Anyway, I got this sewn up.
I don't know, Sammy. I'm on your side, but, you know, a lot of women come into this bar wanting to meet the sexy bartender. More and more of them are not talking about you.
Hey, wait. Listen, you're not losing faith in me here, are you? I mean, you still think I got it, don't
you? Sure I do. But, you know, you can't take this thing for granted. Get a little older, you gotta work harder. Or date uglier.
Well, you know, come to think of it, Woody is kind of cute, isn't he? Mm. Oh, this is not good. This is not good for my image at all. I mean, if I let Woody win here, then every young punk with a pair of lips is going to be challenging me. All right, I got a way to go here. Watch this.
Hey, these go to table 6, and you owe them some change.
Hey, boss. What, are you doing inventory?
That's right.
Well, you know, it is getting warmer. Maybe we ought to be ordering some more rum. And...
Oh, my God, are you all right?
No. Not that. Mouth to mouth.
Are you sure?
Mouth to mouth.
All right. Oh, God, does anybody know mouth to mouth?
I know.
Okay, come on, all right.
Works every time.
Low, Sammy, real low. Not worthy of the king entering Nick Tortelli country.
Hey.
King Woody. It does have a ring to it. Yeah, say it, Sam. See what you think. King Woody. Your grace.
Afternoon, Woody.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, sure, great. You wouldn't want to know anyway.
Well, of course I would.
Really?
Very much.
You sure?
Yes.
Honestly?
When was the last time someone actually struck you?
Well, see, I'm trying out for this part in a play. It's a really important part, and it's a really well-known play. Bus station?
You mean bus stop?
Oh, I'll never get it.
This is great. He's going to be so worried about his dumb play, he's probably going to forget all about the bet.
At least his memory loss isn't from senility.
Gee, I'm so glad you're on my side, Carl.
See, the thing is, the audition's tomorrow, and I don't have a chance to work with any of the other actors to prepare my part. Actors have to do that, you know. Say, Miss Howe, do you think maybe you could read with me?
Oh, gee, Woody, I'm sorry. I'm really busy with this inventory.
Oh, yeah, sure. I understand. I'll just lose the part.
All right, Woody. But you have to promise to make it quick.
Thanks, Miss Howe. Hey, I hope you don't mind. It's a love scene.
Did you hear that? Love scene. Love scene.
sometimes the little hamster falls asleep in the wheel.
Okay, if you could just sit here.
All right, Woody, but I'm expecting a beer distributor in 5 minutes.
No problem.
Sell it. Make me believe it.
Carla?
Well, it really helps when you have an audience.
Is there going to be any nudity?
Not unless you're planning something repugnant. All right, so what are we doing here?
Okay, the scene is between a wayward young rodeo buff, Bo, that'd be me, and the sexy showgirl, Cherry, that's you, I guess.
Okay. So where do we start?
Right here before it says, they kiss. Oh, golly. When you kiss someone for serious, it's kind of scary, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now I'm supposed to kiss you.
Sorry, I hope I'm not interrupting anything here.
What is it, Sam?
We're out of vermouth.
So order more.
Is that okay?
Yes, if we're out of it.
We are.
Then order more.
Vermouth?
Yeah, Sam. Would you excuse us, please?
Okay, where were we? Wait. Oh, golly. When you kiss someone for serious, it's kind of scary, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, I wouldn't interrupt like this, except it's important.
What is it, Sam?
I ordered the vermouth.
Sam, would you get out of here? We're right in the middle of a scene.
Oh, a play. Oh, I love good dramatic stuff. What is this, Tennessee Ernie Ford?
Sam, get out. Come on. Play fair.
Play fair?
That's my opinion of the play so far, but with enough rehearsal, it might play great.
Okay, let's pick it up. Oh. Oh, golly. When you kiss someone for serious, it's kind of scary, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute. I just ordered 2 cases of vermouth yesterday. Sam's crazy.
Better make that move, Sammy. Time's getting short.
No, this is how I like it. Late innings, game on the line. The cool character steps to center stage.
I don't know, Sammy. Seemed to be sweating a little bit up there.
No.
Yeah, it's okay. Nothing wrong with sweating. I myself have perspired once or twice.
We could grow rice.
Oh, watch this, man.
Say, Rebecca. Oh, excuse me for a minute. Caroline, are you all right? You look kind of depressed.
Oh, Sam, it's the same old thing.
What?
I'm so in love with my boss, and I just can't get him to notice me.
Well, have you tried kissing him like this?
Oh, my God. That was... Oh, thank heaven you showed it to me. There's no way anyone could possibly describe it. If I kiss him like that, he's bound to fall in love with me. Bye, Sam.
Bye-bye. You two have a great honeymoon. Thank you so much.
Anything to get my disc player back.
By the way, Rebecca, how are things between you and your boss? Anything I can do? These lips remind you of anything?
Yeah, I think the liver in my freezer's gone bad.
What happened?
She couldn't possibly have seen through your little morality play.
Ho, wait.
What's going on here?
Whatever do you mean?
Sam and Woody are trying desperately to kiss me.
Boy, someone's a little full of herself, isn't she?
Come on, Carla, what's the story here? One woman to another.
Why would I tell you something about my two closest best friends in the whole world?
I'll give you a paid day off.
They got a bet. They want to see who could kiss you by the end of the shift tonight.
Why would they do such an asinine juvenile thing?
Look at the contestants. Actually, Woody's doing it because they were razzing him. Sam's trying to prove he's still got it. Other than that, just cheap thrills.
Don't tell them I know.
Wait a minute. You're not cooking up something that's going to humiliate my friends and make them look stupid, are you?
Well, yeah.
How can I help?
Well, Miss Al, can I ask you a question?
Sure, Woody, what do you want to know?
Which key unlocks the storage room?
I don't know. Hold it still.
Look carefully. Very carefully. You're getting sleepy. Very sleepy.
Woody.
Very, very sleepy. You'll do whatever I say.
Woody, go to sleep.
Oh, no. I made her disappear.
To recap, sitting in the bar today, we have, among others, a man who is actually simple enough to hypnotize himself. I'd like to offer the suggestion that we've seen it all.
Can't help.
Happily, I stand corrected.
Well, it's time for me to be all that I can be.
You enlisted in the army, you idiot?
Hey, we do more by 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
And that's a selling point to you.
Yeah, and I've had a belly full of that Ayatollah guy. Quite frankly, I don't like what's been happening in the Persian Gulf. So I'm off to, Persia. I just wanted to shake a few hands, say goodbye, kiss a few girls for the last time. Well, baby, this is goodbye. Yeah, this may be the last time you ever see this dog face.
You can always take a gander at this one.
Sam, I had no idea you were this dedicated. This is a wonderful thing you're doing for our country.
Well, thank you.
Kiss me, Sam. No, I can't kiss another soldier, not after Kevin.
Kevin? Who's Kevin?
Kevin, he was my boyfriend in high school, and we really loved each other, and then he enlisted in the army, and he never wrote, and I never saw him again.
Boy, he sounds like a creep. Kiss me and make him jump.
No, Sam, I'm sorry. Come home safely, doughboy.
Damn! I mean, what does it take?
Well, maybe you're being too subtle.
1 hour. I don't think either of you heartthrobs got the lips to win.
Serves you right if you lose, Sam, doing all that weird stuff.
Me? What about you? You and that acting routine. You know something, Woody? I'm getting a little sick and tired of you. You and your wholesome farm boy bit. You're not so dumb.
I resent that. You're just upset because you're not king of the hill. Well, that's too bad. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm thinking about not writing you when you're overseas.
Sam, can I speak with you a moment?
You sure can. Yeah.
Sam, I know what you and Woody are up to.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I want you to win.
What?
I want you to win.
All right. And they said that I was losing it. Okay, so let's get on with the dirty deed here.
No. We have to make this look really natural. Otherwise, they'll think the kiss is a setup.
Kiss? Oh, sweetheart. No. Someone misled you there. We're supposed to sleep together.
You're trying my patience.
All right, a kiss, a kiss. Okay. How do you want to do this?
All right, here's the plan. You go home and change. And I'll tell the others I'm really beat and I have to go in and take a nap in my office.
Right.
And you come back and wake me. And I'll act like I'm having this really erotic dream and give you this long, passionate kiss.
Oh, God, I love this. I love this. Whoa, wait a minute. Carl is supposed to witness this.
Okay, bring her along. Oh, and then I'll spit and rinse my mouth out to make it look really legit.
Nice touch. Yeah, so long there. Oh, wait a minute. What do you got on your lips there? Oh, no one.
Can I talk to you a minute? Listen, I know what you and Sam are up to, and I want you to win.
Hey, Cliffy.
Hey, Sam.
Where is everybody?
Most have gone home. Kyle's in the back. Rebecca's asleep in her office.
Rebecca asleep?
Yeah. She said she was up late last night doing her books or something.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. She said she wanted me to wake her up right about now. Better go do that.
Oh, no. That's my job. Oh. Want to help me here, Carl?
Nonsense.
Yeah, it's different. There's money involved.
Well, I am going to say this once and once only. I am a person who cannot be used. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to drive Mr. Drake's valet to the airport.
Call me a romantic, but I always knew you two would end up together.
I can't believe I kiss you.
Yeah, well, you're lucky I didn't punch your lights out, man.
Yeah, you and what are we?
Hey, guys, come on now. Relax. Jeez, you guys, you were tricked. It's no big deal. I mean, you're such good friends. You mean a lot to each other. I mean, don't walk away mad. Come on, kiss and make up. Come on. Remember, you both owe me a big wet one.
Well, I couldn't stay mad at you, Sam. You're just like a brother to me.
Yeah, if anyone ever does knock off the king around here, I guess I hope it's you, man.
No hard feelings?
No hard feelings.
Listen, Sam, now that everything's okay, can I ask you something guy to guy?
Yeah, sure.
How was I?
Don't do that.
Oh, I mean, it's a question you can't ask a girl. I mean, is there anything I need to work on?
No, I don't want to talk about this.
I was nervous, so I might have been a little dry.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious, Sam. Hey, do you want to know how you work?